Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the fourth shiur, B'siyata D'Shmaya, in this series on Ne'amanus HaRofim. And now we proceed on to a very, very important gemara in this sugya in Maseches Nida. Our Lazar Reb Tzadik Shnei Maisim Hela Ava Mitovan Liavne. The father brought two meisim from Tivin to Yavne. Meisim Yishayisim Akelskim and Klipas Atum. So it was a woman who emitted these red peels, literally. Basically, red things came out of her body. So they asked my father. My father asked the Chachamim. The Chachamim asked the doctors. And they said that this woman has a mak in her stomach. And that's why she's mapil these klipas. So put them in water. And if they melt, then she's tumea, then it's blood. Shivmaisa bisham pelskim and saras adumos. It was a maisa with a woman who was emitting these red hairs. This woman has a mole in her womb from which she discharges items similar to red hairs. So therefore she should cast them into the water, and if they dissolve, she is impure. So that is the Sugyas HaGemara in Maseches Nida. So you see that the rabbis went to ask the doctors. Explaining this Sugya, there are two Durochim in the Rishonim in the Poskim. The first Derech holds that you could be Samech on the doctors, Midin Vadai. And if that's true, then why did the rabbis require that you check it out in water, put it in water and see if it melts? The Rosh and the Tshuva asks this Kasha, that if you rely on the doctors, that she has a Maka, so even if it melts and it's blood, but blood that comes because of a Maka's tar. So in the Tesis HaRosh, he answers, Lo Shayabar L'Roifim D'yesh L'Maka. Im Ken Afili Mochu Tar. It's not that it was clear to the doctors that she had a Maka, because if that would be the case, then even if it melts, it's tahira. And the Amru Rofin, the doctor said, Ulai yesh la maka. Lai. V'yibradei kadavra adi atalas mayim. And then it should be examined through water. Im nemochu dam nida hu v'lo v'machmas maka. And if it melts, then it's dam nida, and it didn't come because of a maka. So you see that it's pasha to the rush, that in an instance, that the doctors say, it's definitely blood, that it's definitely a maka, you rely on the doctors even without the bedika. The bedika is only because of the lack of certitude of the doctors. But had the doctors been sure of themselves, then the rabbis would also have been sure of the doctors. So everything would have been totally cool. But since the doctors weren't sure of themselves, Mela, the rabbis did this bedika. In the Beis Yosef, we say the same vorts, that you could be somech on the ne'amanus of the doctors. And the question is, why then did they necessitate that it be placed in water? What's this whole inyan of the bedika? And they weren't somech al das haroifim. So again, we saw the Tos HaRosh, that their doctors weren't sure. The Shvus Yankif, in Chelek Aleph Simon Samachay writes, "The Me'etzim Zeh Shaul Arofim Muchach Shesaim Chim Aleihem." If they ask the doctors, it means that they relied on the doctors, and not that it says that they examined through Hatol LeMayim. That was the doctors talking. Doctors said to do that bedika. Ah, that changes everything, right? Number three, in the Avodas HaGershuni, he writes, that the Chachamim say, Tati Lamayim, not because they didn't rely on the doctors, but because, Kol Hecha Dika Levurei Mevarim, if you can be Mevarim, you're Mevarim. And that's also what it says in the Mil Tzedakah. If you could be Mevarim, you're Mevarim. Shvus Yankiv adds a chiddush, and he writes that even though the daito you rely on the doctors, nevertheless nira shitzarich lios eitzel sheil asrof yechem mechon meir aro lishav alach v'heitev eichu ma'u adav gloshen shatz v'shelachom l'roifim. But still, you have to have a rabbi there who is talking to the doctor, so he's clarifying the issue. So that's the first derech. That's the first derech we have to explain this Gemara. And according to this derech, you're samech on the roifin. Now, the Beis Yosef brings the Tshuvas Haran. Yeridei Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Binyan Isha, Sheltzimen Kanachatzatz Adom, Shemforsen Lofen Shirogi Lohol Bikloyus. This red thing came out, the doctor said comes out of her kidneys. The Ran writes, this is something that comes from the kidneys. So you assume that it came from the kidneys, not with the dam nidus. Why? Because you assume that she had a kidney pain, and it came from her kidney pain. Beis Yosef asks, why do you have to come on to the reason that it's because of the kidney pain? So you're told that it came from the kidney, and the Gemara says you rely on the doctors, and the doctors say it came from the kidney. So you don't have to be told on the pain. So the Beis Yosef says, okay, that you can just rely on the doctors. You don't have to come on to the kidney pain. The Darkei Moshe says, no, ma pitom. In the Gemara you see you're not just relying on the doctors. They also did a bedika. And that's why the Ran had to come on to a different reason, because just the doctors alone is not enough. You need another bedika. Now, as Yesh Lanu at Darkei Moshe, who explains that you're not relying on the on doctors alone, and that's why you had to add the reason of Keva Kleos, and that's why the rabbis required Atal Lamayim, because you can't rely on doctors alone. And so the Das of the Maram Lublin and the Tshuvas Kufir Aleph, the reason that Atal Lamayim was necessary is because Chazal Osamcho Adivrei HaRoifin. So we have the Maram Lublin, who says that doctors alone are not enough. The Panim Iros says, "Ela barur hadavar shechachamim amru ze lefchon divrei rofim im hem emet, ulo matzinu bishum makom lesmoch hadivrei rofei biisur Torah." Omer HaPanim Iros, that it's clear that the Chachamim said this to examine what the doctors say, if it's true, because we find nowhere to be samech al divrei roife b'isur Torah unless we're dealing with pikuach nefesh, to feed somebody in Yom Kippur, to be Mechal Shabbos. Because even if it's not clear the doctor is correct, nevertheless, let at least be a Suffolk. And Suffolk Bikoch Nefashis is Doicha Shabbos. But by other Isurim, we're not Suffolk on the doctor who says Al Pi Avanaso, because we have a rule by Eidos, they have to see it. Otherwise, we're not reliant. He has to see or he has to know. It's just the doctor says this is what he thinks. A doctor examines, anybody knows, who's familiar with doctors knows that you can go to four doctors and you can get six different opinions as to what's wrong. Because it's not an exact science. Every body is different. Every body and everybody is different. So, smocha l'rofim l'gamrei yifshar. So therefore, all they can do is make a suffix, but they can't make a vade. And zayzak depanim irois. So when it comes to Yom Kippur or Shabbos, for Pikuach Nefesh, you can rely on it. And now when it comes to other Asurim, you can't rely on them. If that's true, then why did the doctors ask, why did the rabbis, why did the Chachamim ask the doctors? What does it help? They can't make an Isser. Why did they ask them in the first place? So the place he writes, that according to the Darkei Moshe, you can rely on doctors when there is siyua l'divrayim. Ki l'mandam r'dayim l'smach ha'roifim masa shapir. V'vadei lu'i ha'roifim afilu lo'i animoi chaysa tumei aladei ha'kamaysa. V'dam yavesh afilu ein animoi chtamei. V'akol v'roifim amrushu me'en maka sh'olida kanin birya. V'nim tse siyua l'zeh dehen en animoi chim gamken. Hayazem mistayei ha'divrayim. L'divrayim, divrayim emes shem nolad mimaka. V'lakach et yiruch hazal. V'chai gavne v'adei yesh l'smach alem. V'chazin ha'd According to Mandarma, you're not going to rely on doctors, we understand. Because if not for the doctors, even if it wouldn't melt, it would be tame. Because dry blood, even if it doesn't melt, is tame. Just since the doctor said it's a maka, so it emerges that there's a siyua to what they're saying. If it doesn't melt, that would have been a chizuk to what they're saying. Because roiv dam yavesh is nimoach b'mayim. So if it doesn't melt, roiv dam yavesh, usually dry blood melts in the water. It's nimoach b'mayim. It's usually the case. So here, if it wouldn't have melted, then it would have been a siyua, that it's not dam, and we would have followed the doctors. So the reason you listen to the doctors here is because there's reason to believe they're telling the truth. They're right. If it doesn't melt, sort of like a riot for what they're saying. The Divrei Chaim of Tzanz writes,
רק לזה מה שירוחו בני החכם מוצא יש מישה צורס כאלה. לזה הודיע הרויפים שיש מוקם מוצא יש צורס כאלה. לזה בחנו חזל אם ימוך הוא דם. דה ביריה או יחתיך עוזמק לא ימח לילה. לכן אם ימוך על כך הוא דם. אם לא נמוך על כך הוא מכה. בכלל שהרויפים לא נאמנו לך חזל, רק כמו שהודיע לגל הסופק חזל, מאין בא כזה הודיע הרויפים, אבל בעיקר הדין לא אמנו כלל. לכן בוועד אין שום לרופי זמננו כלל. וואו.
So So he says that Chazal didn't trust doctors. And only because a woman doesn't usually have this hafrasha, this discharge. The woman normally doesn't have this discharge, so then the white rabbis were wondering what's going on. So they asked the doctors. And the doctors said, yeah, there's such a thing. And Chazal believed them, because they mamish didn't know what was going on. Like, this is so weird. And then the doctors explained it, and then the rabbis checked it out. And then they made this test. If it melts, then it's blood, and if it doesn't melt, then it's not. It's a makom. And he says, the rule is that the doctors weren't believed by Chazal. Just if they told us, Chazal had a suffix, where this comes from? So they asked the doctors, like, this general thing, does such a thing happen? Is it such a phenomenon? But they didn't believe them at the Ikar Adin. They just tried to figure out this general phenomenon. And then they tested it out. But they didn't follow the Ikar Adin. Mimele says that you do not follow Rofe Zmanenu Klal Uklal. Okay, sweet friend. So we still have at least one more leg on this particular journey. And if God gives us life and health and Simchas Chaim, we will be able to continue next time. And it's going to be awesome. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.